Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Vav Omud Aleph. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning, and Mirtz Hashem will conclude, Simen Shin Nun Dalet today, which begins on the bottom of Resh Yomud Beis. And we begin with the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Sif Aleph tells us, Bor Birishus HaRabim. If you have a well, a pit in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Chulya Svivo. The Chulya is the area that's heaped up around the well. In other words, it's the wall of the well that's above the ground. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, Hainu Karka, the ground, Svivo Sabor, adjacent and around the bar, no sin Svivos of La Hakif Kimin Choma. So you can count this heaped up area, the wall around the well above the surface, as part of the dimensions of the height and depth of the well, as we'll see that that's important. So this bar bishu sarabin v'chuyas svivov, so you're now standing outside of that area, outside of that rishus, and you want to go draw water from inside that rishus and bring it outside. So im omeid bisoch arba tfachim l'shus hayochid. If this wall of the well itself is within dalit tfachim of the rishus hayochid. You can see a very nice diagram of this in Deir Shu footnote number 2 on the next page, where the person is standing inside his house in the rishus hayochid, and the well with the little heaped up wall around it, you can see, is within 4 tfachim of himself, of the wall. So in this situation, besoch arba tfachim l'shus hayochid, the well and the wall are separated by less than 4 tfachim. So mutter lemalos mimenu l'shus hayochid, the person is allowed to go draw up water. As you can see, he is inside his house. He has a string attached to the bucket. He's allowed to bring up water from this well and bring it into the rishus hayochid of his house. Or as we'll be able to see in a moment, in Deir Shu footnote number 4, he would actually be allowed to stand outside in the area that's pachos dalet tvachim, between the well and the rishus hayochid, and pull up the water directly over there as well. And the reason we'll see that this is allowed, we'll explain in a moment. So this person is allowed, muter lemalos mimenu l'rishus hayochid, he's allowed to fill up the well bucket over here and take this water into his rishus hayochid, even if this height over here of the wall that's on the outside of the well is less than 10 tvachim. Now, we'll see in a moment that it has to have 10 tvachim on the inside. If you count the depth with the height, it'll be 10 tvachim. But right now, we're telling us that the outside wall part doesn't have to be 10 tvachim tall. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis says, Im Omeid, Hainu Habor Atzma, we're talking here about the well itself, is within dalet tvachim of the wall. As the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph brings down, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Dim habor rochok dalet tvachim." If the bor is more than dalet tvachim away from the wall, ach shachuya b'mayit hashir. Even though the wall of the well will limit this distance, however, lefamim yasu, this might be then forbidden to do what we're saying you're allowed to do over here. For example, if the chuya is not 3 tvachim tall, if the well wall over here is less than 3 tvachim, it becomes subordinate to the ground, the batel legabe karka, and then this area in between the well and the wall, which is now more than dalet tvachim, because the well wall itself is subordinate to the ground if it's less than 3 tvachim, so then this would be a rishus harabim where people can walk there, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do this. So again, we're talking here about that the well itself was within 4 tvachim of the wall. So in this situation, mutel lamalos mimenu rishus hayochid, you can go fill this up. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Gimel, the Kivan over here, Shehu hefsik pachos mi'arba tvachim, since this distance is less than 4 tvachim, bein habor lekosa, between the wall of the house and the well, therefore, lo darsi bar rabim klal, it's too narrow for rabim to walk there, and even though this area is within a rishus harabim, the area between the well and the wall is not considered a place where rabim go, and therefore, al kein hevi makom p'tur, it has the status of being a makom p'tur, and therefore, when you're going to carry the water from the well into the house or into this space over here, it's going from rishus hayochid, the well, into a makom p'tur, and then into the rishus hayochid of the house, and therefore, it is allowed. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Dalet, you're allowed to fill this up, l'malos mimenu rishus hayochid. Pirush, you're allowed to over here explaining, meaning, may also tzad shu somuch l'shus hayochid, you can fill water up from the well on the side that is adjacent to the wall of the house, where the person is standing, for example, in diagram footnote number 4. Bein shu omei ben hakos labor, whether he's standing there as in footnote number 4 in the Deir Shu footnotes, the diagram of the person standing there, umotzi amayim mihabor umenicho v'rshus hayochid she'etzlo, and he then brings it into his house. Ubein shu omeid bebayis, or like it's in diagram of Deir Shu footnote number 2, where he's standing inside the house, and mishalosh ladli, he has a rope connected to the filling up cup over here, labor, that goes into the well, derech chalon habayis, through the house window, v'chozer umachnis labayis, and he pulls the water from the well up through this bucket into the house. both of these, both Dirshu footnote number 2 of the diagram and Dirshu footnote number 4 of the diagram, which is when the well is within 4 tzvachim of the house, so the area in between the well and the wall is considered a makom patur, is therefore permitted to draw the water in this fashion. V'atam b'chozeh, the reasoning is, we've already explained it, the Mishnah Berurah says it again over here, the motzi m'rishus ha'yochid, m'rishus ha'yochid derech makom patur, because you're going from the m'rishus ha'yochid of the well through the makom patur between the well and the house into the house. So it's going from Rishus HaYachid to makom patur into the house into Rishus HaYachid, which is permissible. Vafilu, this is true, the Mishnah Berurah said, Ein hachuya gavo asara. This is true even when the wall of the well above the ground is less than 10 tzvachim. Rosh Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Katan Hay, he's teaching us that the Mechaber is telling us, Ki im betzeirif habar. It has to be, of course, that alone it's not 10 tzvachim, but if you add the depth of the bar, it will be 10 tvachim. Because afilu hachi, heavy rishus hayachid. Because in this situation, you can combine the top of the well with the area of the depth of the well to make the 10 tvachim. The bar v'chul yosu mitztarfim lasara. Because you have to make this into rishus hayachid. V'uadin, im lo ayachul yoklal. Likewise, if there was no wall around the well above it, but it would just had a depth of 10 vayar bar ba'atzma omok asara tvachim, that would also make the well into rishus hayachid. And therefore, in either of these situations, let's say you have a size of the wall of 4 tvachim and the depth of the well is 6 tvachim, that also makes 10 tvachim, or it could be all 10 tvachim of the depth of the well, that would be perfectly fine as well to make it into Rishus HaYachid. The Mechaber continues and he writes, the imhu rachok arba mirishus hayachid. However, if the well is more than 4 tvachim from the rishus hayachid, then we've already said, then that area becomes a rishus harabim. Ein mamal mimenu, and you wouldn't be allowed to go fill up in this situation from the well and bring it into the house. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Vav, the hashta osa mokum lav mokum toru, because now the area in between the well and the house is greater than 4 tvachim, it's no longer mokum tor, el rishus harabim. It now has the full status of rishus harabim, and you're not allowed, of course, take from rishus hayachid to go through a rishus harabim into another rishus hayachid. And therefore, Siv Katan Zayin, eim ma'al mimenu, you wouldn't be allowed to fill up in this situation, afilu derech halon, even if you're going to go and not leave the house, you're going to be in the chalon, and you're going to pull up through the string attached to the bucket over here, as you can see in Dirshu foot number 3 in the diagram, that still would not be allowed. To call metaltel mirishus hayochid, lirishus hayochid, derech avi rishus harabim, because that distance between the well and the wall is more than 4 tvachim, so that has the status of rishus harabim, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. The afal gav, sha'og do biyado, and even though you're holding on to the bucket with your hand in rishus hayochid, nevertheless, osir, it's forbidden to do this, because you can't go through a rishus harabim to get to another rishus hayochid and carry from the first rishus hayochid into the rishus hayochid via a rishus harabin. Mechaber adds over here, unless elo im kein tehei hachuya gavo asara. But if the height of the wall around the well was in fact more than 10 tvachim high, so then you'd be allowed to. And this is really the picture that you see in Dirshu footnote number 3 over here, where the wall is 10 tvachim high. Now, we'll also see that the window, the person, has to be also above 10 tvachim. Because in this way, when you're taking the bucket via the string from the well, Rishus, you're going above the Rishus HaRabim because you're more than 10 tvachim high on both sides, and therefore that is an area of a makom patur as well. The Rishus HaRabim ends at 10 tvachim, and that's why this is allowed. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Ches, Da'oz Mimela Hadli Shishoi Bo Holech Lamala Miasar, because in this situation, when you have to pull it up above a wall of 10 tvachim, so now it's going to be above 10 tvachim, and you're going into a window that's above 10 tvachim, so the entire time, it's going to be above 10 tvachim when it passes through the Rishus HaRabim area, and that's above 10 tvachim when the Rishus HaRabim, Shisham Makom Ptur. That is a Makom Ptur. And therefore, in came Mamala Mishus HaYach, Rishus HaYach, Derech Makom Ptur. This now would be a situation, Dirshu foot number 3, the diagram, where the bucket is always going to be above the 10 tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim when it travels the distance between the bar and the wall of the house, and therefore it's allowed. And v'davka kishach alon gam ken gavo asara tvachim in a kaka. As I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the wall of the house, the window, also has to be where the person's pulling from above 10 tvachim. The lo ro'a dli klal avi rishus harabim. This way, the dli will never be in the bottom 10 tvachim of the rishus harabim. It will always be more than 10 tvachim above the ground of the rishus harabim. Furthermore, va'omid rishus harabim, if somebody's standing in the rishus harabim, u'mashal shodli b'chevel l'toch habor, omok asara v'rochav arbor, and he goes from the Rishus HaRabim and drops the bucket into this well that is at least 4 by 4 tvachim wide, and it is deep 10 tvachim, and then he takes this bucket and fills up water in it, he takes the water out from the well into the Rishus HaRabim, chayav, that's an issur d'oraisa of carrying the water from the Rishus HaYachid of the well into the Rishus HaRabim that he's standing in. the al hadli ein lechayvo, even though the bucket technically mishum shalohotzi achevel mitachas yado kishor rida labor, even though technically the bucket never left your hand when you held the bucket in your hand and you tossed the bucket into the rishus hayochid of the well, you were holding it via rope, so it never left your hand. So technically, you didn't ever leave go of the bucket, so it's like you were holding it the entire time in the Shusar Rabim. Nevertheless, al koponim, the Mishnah tells us, nevertheless, your chayvo v'yanisa deraisa mishum hamayim yesh l'chayvo. The water that you drew out of the well, that's what makes you chayev. Dar ikar hamayim mishus hayochid l'shusar Rabim, because the water went from being in the Shusar Yochid to now being in the Shusar Rabim. And this would be true. You wouldn't be allowed to do this, even if you're standing not in a Rishus HaRabim, but you're standing outside the well in a Karmelis. You're also not allowed to do this, because even though you may not be over in Issa Daraisa, the Al-Koponim, Isur Iko, you're certainly over in Issa Darabanan over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he gives you an example now that we can see in Dirshu footnote number 6 in the diagram. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Udli hatolui bi'etz oroch. If you have a bucket that's hanging over the well, held up by a string that's attached, a rope that's attached to a piece of wood above the well, or it could be even on the lip of the well. Udli hatolui bi'etz aroch, k'mosh osin laveiro shalanu lishobo, as you can clearly see in Dirshu footnote number 6. In this scenario, v'utolui b'soch haber, the bucket is in the airspace above the well, or afilu l'malim in haber, neged avir, or well above the airspace, like in the diagram over here, even though the water was already in this before Shabbos started, and therefore shelo akar osam b'Shabbos in haber, so therefore you're not doing a real akira of the water from the well. Nevertheless, afilu hachi yesh lizar, still you're not allowed to go and take this water out on Shabbos. Shelo lotzi misham lo rido ala aretz shesaviv haber. You wouldn't be allowed to take this bucket, which had already been pre-filled before Shabbos, and take this bucket and put it in the area outside the well in the surrounding area. Because even though you didn't do an akira on Shabbos, you're doing the hanocha on Shabbos. And even to hold it up in the area outside the well, in the air, would also not be allowed. The Primogodim says, he's not sure over here if this is permissible or it's not permissible. The issue footnote number 7 explains his suffix over here. He brings down from the Shona Halachos, Ha'im ha'chachamim osu laso sotso levad below akira v'anocha. Here, when you're holding it just outside the airspace, you didn't do the akira because the bucket was there beforehand. You're not doing anocha because you're holding it in the airspace above it. So did the rabbis institute a prohibition of just the hotzah without akira v'hanocha? Certainly not nisa d'araisa, but did they make it into an nisa d'rabbanan? So the Egle Tal brings down, Shalom matzinu shegazru b'zeh chacham. The rabbis never made such a gezeira. According to that opinion, it would seem that this would be allowed. And that's why the Prima Magadim is mistopic over here. Is this allowed or is this not allowed? The Chavetz Chaim in the Sha'aretz Zion Oshud tells us that the rabbis did institute an Issa d'Rabbanan on just an Akira or just an Anocha by itself. That's different than the case that we just said, where you didn't do either the Akira or the Anocha, you only did the Hotzah. But the Chavetz Chaim says the rabbis definitely did institute an Issa d'Rabbanan on doing just an Akira or just the Anocha. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ashba b'Rishus HaRabim, you have a garbage dump in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, this garbage dump over here, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Tes, V'im omedis b'karmelis, ayin prima godim. He says, we're talking here about Rishus HaRabim. The halacha would be unclear what it would be in a karmelis. And he says, look in the prima godim, who's mistopic again what the halacha would be, and you can see further details about this in Dirshu footnote number 8. In any event, we're talking here about the ashba is in a Rishus HaRabim. And the ashba is shagavoa asara, it's higher than 10 tefachim tall, Uruchava arba, and it's 4x4 tvachim wide, so it's a separate rishus by itself. It's a separate rishus hayachid. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud, the Mohai Sogavo Asar, if it wasn't 10 tvachim tall, then Shem Karmelis Oleo, then it would be a Karmelis over here, but also Lizruk Oleo Mishus Hayachid, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and throw something from Rishus Hayachid into this Karmelis now, instead of it being a Rishus Hayachid, if it wasn't 10 tvachim tall. So now the Mechaber says, Im he shall rob him, if this is a public garbage dump, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph, the rabbim mashlichim shom shovchein vizivlein, that the people are allowed to use this. The rabbim use this area to throw their garbage in there and their waste in this area. So then the Mechaber tells us, mutu lizrok law mirshus hayochid hakorov law. If you have a rishus hayochid that is right adjacent to this ashpa over here, you'd be allowed to toss something from your house right into this garbage dump over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Beis, Mutu Lizrok, Vafilu ima ashba mufleges min hakosel arba tvachim. This would be true, unlike the case with the well, even if this ashba was more than 4 tvachim from your window. the Eish ala hefsek shebeinayim shem rishus harabim, and there's a real rishus harabim in between the ashpa and in between your house. Nevertheless, while we said in the well you wouldn't be allowed to pull this through the rishus harabim unless you're above 10 tefachim, here you don't have this problem. Afilu hachi mutol lizrok ala ashpa mechalon shebabayis. You'd be allowed to toss something from your rishus hayachim from the window into this ashpa, even though you're going over a rishus harabim. Why? Because as long as the window is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, you're again throwing it above the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, you're not going through Rishus HaRabim, you're going through a Makom Patur. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that if this actually was within Dalet Tefachim, the Ashpa to the wall, so then the Prima Gadim brings down, you'd be allowed to throw it there even if your window was less than 10 tefachim because it's going through a Makom Patur. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, when it's more than 4 tefachim away, but your window is 10 tefachim above the ground, kidei shetia hazrika mirushus hayoch lirushus hayoch derech makom tur, because you're now throwing it above the rishus harabim 10 tefachim, and therefore you're throwing it from your rishus hayoch window above the rishus harabim through the makom tur that's more than 10 tefachim above the rishus harabim into the ashra that's rishus hayoch. Umasha kosav mechaber hakarov lo, what does the mechaber mean when he said it's nearby it? Ba lafuki ma ashra rachok mirushus hayoch shel yizrok ala ashra. If it's so far away that you can't throw from the window into the ashra, sha'olu lipo b'rishus harabim, then it will definitely fall into the rishus harabim, and that would be a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel HaKarov Lo, Vein Tzarich Erev, Kivin She'ein Bo Diorot. Here you don't need an Erev because nobody's living in this area, so it can be a Rishus HaYachid over here that has essentially no need to have an Erev around it, because nobody is living in this Ashba, and you only need an Erev to be Ma'ariv, two different Rishus HaYachids, when you have people living in both of those areas. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, Hagav Lo Cheshino Shem Yizgalgul Min HaAshba L'Rishus HaRabim V'Asi L'Asuyah. We don't have to be concerned over here that maybe it will roll out of the Ashba, and then it will go into the Rishus HaRabim, and the person will pick it up and carry it down the Rishus HaRabim, or carry it from the Rishus HaRabim back into the Ashba. The Ein Derech Lizok L'Ashba L'Dvar Me'usim. Because what do you throw there? You throw garbage in there, and even if it falls out, nobody's going to go and pick it up. He brings it down the name of the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rashba. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudal says, Kolomar, he's telling us over here, She'ein Tzarich Lahem. You don't need this garbage. V'Lo Asi L'Asuyah Achar Kach Afilu Im Yipol. And therefore, nobody will come pick it up, even if it rolls out of the ashpa into the rishus harabim. Mechaber continues and writes, "V'im hishal yochid." But if this is a private garbage dump over here, then also you wouldn't be allowed to throw it from the window into this private garbage dump. Mishum de yochid also lefanos ashpa shelo, because an individual does go and take out the garbage from his garbage dump lefanos ashpa shelo. And then you end up throwing it into there, and it'll actually be an empty area in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore this would be like you threw from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. As the Mishnah explains, Ziv Kontesvav, Shayu Regilum Shom Mikodem, this was a Rishus HaRabim beforehand, Masha Enkin Ba'ashpa Shal Rabim, Lo Mimlechei Me'asosa Ashpa, then you never can change it. It's the Rabim's Rishus over here, and therefore you can't individually go and make it not into a Ashpa and go and remove the stuff from it. And it will always therefore be higher than 10 tefachim, and you're never going to have less than 10 tefachim. But in the case of the individual, he could go and empty it, and therefore it will be less than 10 tefachim, and then it will be Rishus HaRabim. Shahari kol hayom mashlichim kulo shofchem zalem sham velo sechzer gova. In the case of the public using it, it will never go less than 10 tefachim tall. But in the case of an individual, he will sometimes go and remove his garbage from there, and therefore it would return to its status of being Rishus HaRabim. So that's why the Mechaber says that you can't throw from your Rishus HaYochid into your Ashba over here in the Rishus HaRabim, because it may not always be a Rishus HaYochid. It may get removed the garbage from it and become a Rishus HaRabim again. With that, we conclude Simon Shin Nun Dalet and today's Shir.